So welcome everyone, and thank you for coming this morning. Is there anybody who is here for the first time? Well, some people are here for the first time. So again, usually the format on Sundays is we do the sitting and walking meditation, and that is followed by, this is called the Dharma talk, and then there's sometimes discussion. But I'd like to, before I begin the formal talk, it's been a while, but just to make sure, are there any questions? I mean, I used to take them fairly regularly, but anybody who's new or old, any questions about what they've experienced here, the instructions for meditation this morning, or just in your own attempts to develop a meditative practice, spiritual practice, and apply it into the reality of your daily life. Please don't be shy if anybody has any questions that they want to ask. This is an opportunity to do it. Yes.
I was just wondering, I've been meditating for a long time now, just getting into this program here.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, how much time should I dedicate to meditation every day? Is there such a thing as how much time you should?
Well, I think, that, so the question is, for the recording, how much time? Yeah, so that's not the right question. The right question is, the first part of that is, what's your aspiration? You see, that's really the question. It's sort of like, like you want to learn the piano. Do you want to play Bach or do you want to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? Depending on your aspiration, will probably depend on how much you practice. And then there's that, that variable of, how quickly do you want to get there? So, obviously, the higher your reach for your aspiration or your intention, and combined with, the intensity of your, of that aspiration, will then kind of help answer the question. Does that make sense to you? So that's important, Now, again, having said that, there's also the reality of, how new it is to us. If we've never played the piano, obviously, there's a big learning curve, and it may be better to practice, shorter periods, kind of getting it, rather than longer periods. It may just be, if all we're doing is hitting wrong notes, it may be better to spend 5 or 10 minutes just working on trying to hit the right note. So it also depends on where you're beginning from, and kind of the learning curve of that. Does that make sense? So you put that all together, and again, it has to do with, your lifestyle. If you work 12 hours a day and you have lots of other things, there may be less time for formal meditation. On the other hand, if you're at a stage of life where there's more time available, you could do more formal meditation. So, I'm not trying to get out of the question. I'm just saying it's a good question, but oftentimes, we don't ask the bigger question, which is really the more important question. Where do I want to go in my life? Where do I want to go with my meditative practice? What is it that I want to cultivate and develop in it? And therefore, how much time do I want to devote to it? And then, as I said, it's a learning curve, but then the learning curve is kind of clear with how you want to go. Does that?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I need a little bit more insight. Getting there, like you said, I want to get to that level where, like I did right now, I wish I could get to that level quicker, I guess.
Well, you can. Because how long did it take this?
Really too loud.
Yeah, how long did it take this morning? Yeah, I mean, that's how easy it is.
Right.
So, but again, it's reconditioning the mind. But again, you know, and this is often the problem with people these days, is we, because meditative practice is often marketed unto itself, it's sort of like becomes a technique that is often divorced to the reality of our life. And it is often the reality of our life that is conditioning the agitation of our mind. You know, and then we meditate and we expect the meditation to solve all our problems. But it can't, you know what I'm saying? It's sort of like, I don't know. I mean, if when all one eats is junk food and everything that's wrong for you, and you know, and all of a sudden you know somebody tells you exercise is good for you, and you start exercising, but you don't change your diet, you may wonder why you're not feeling all that much better. Right? It's because, you know, healthy body is made up of many variables. And if you only practice one of the variables, you may not get that positive effect. In the same way, you know, we could say, like at the level of your talking, just, you know, mindfulness, meditative practice to kind of quiet and calm and stabilize the mind. So, see, we're putting all our emphasis over here. But to me, what's really more important is, you know, how, you know, what am I doing all day that's agitating my mind? You know, if my mind is less agitated, there's less need for the calming. Does that make sense? Yeah, so you know, that to me, why, let's say, meditation, mindfulness, concentration, these were in traditionally in Buddhist path, these are pieces of a larger transformative practice, which all nurture this healing transformation of the body mind. The problem here in America these days is we take out pieces, right? You know, we pull out a piece like mindfulness or meditation, you know, and we practice it and we wonder, you know, how come I'm not getting, you know, how come I'm not enlightened yet, right? I mean, you know, in the old days, you know, because they didn't just only practice this one piece. They practiced eight, you know, it's an eightfold path, let's say, in Buddhism, of which mindfulness and meditation are just pieces of it. And it's not like, you know, one is more important than the other. They all feed each other. So that is why in the mindfulness tradition of Thich Nhat Hanh, so much emphasis is placed on practicing mindfulness in daily life. Again, if we have a great formal meditation practice for 30 minutes a day and we are able to calm and stabilize our mind, or let's say you can come to Sangha once a week and you go, wow, this is great. You know, but as soon as you walk back out of here, it's same old throughout the day. You know, how beneficial is this? Right?
Yeah.
And so I only say that, I don't know you, so I'm just saying, and generally, we often get frustrated that we're not getting the results that we think we want from this technique because we're seeing it as a technique separate from a comprehensive, right? And again, in the same way, if one really wanted to transform one's body, you know, and one would find, oh, it has to do with diet, it has to do with exercise, it has to do with getting good night's sleep, it has to do, you know, there are a number of things that one can do, and if you just do one, that may just give one limited results. In the same way, obviously, even more importantly, with our mind, which is not quite as mechanical, you know, as our body. You know, it's a little more subtle, the mind, and much more conditioned. Does that make sense? So, yeah, so... So again, it's...
When I leave here, when it comes down to it, I just want more of it here. You know, sometimes, I just want more of it. When I leave here, I'm so relaxed and so chilled out, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want more, you know.
Well, again, and there's no reason you can't have more, because this relaxed, open mind at ease is our natural mind. I mean, that's the important thing to understand. I mean, many people, we think, oh, this agitated, abnormal, you know, up and down with emotions. You know, many people think, oh, this is my normal mind. No, this is the abnormal mind. Right? But we don't know that. I mean, this is the sick mind. This is the diseased mind. In the same way, you know it feels like when your body is healthy. How do you feel when your body is healthy? You feel good. You feel energized. You feel, right? Your body is healthy. And when your body is sick, you know the difference. Right? But if you've never had a healthy body, one would think that one's diseased or sick body is normal. And it may have become normal for you, but in terms of the capacity of a body, it is not normal. Is that clear? In the same way, we think this mind of ours that is always agitated, that is always just filled with thoughts and rambling about, that's always pushed around by emotions and, you know, right? And there's always some story and some crisis and, you know. We think that's normal. It's not normal. A mind at ease, a mind at peace, with positive, healthy emotions, that is a normal mind. And meditation and a spiritual practice is to help bring us back and return us to that naturalness of our mind and our hearts, which we have lost because we have just wandered. In Buddhism, we say wandered in delusion, lifetime after lifetime. We were just chasing after things that only produce suffering for us, or agitation, conflict. I mean, we watch our minds during the day, you'll see what it does. So again, it's important that we see the bigger picture before we kind of see. It's the American way to what we're always looking for, a technique, right? A technique to solve the problem. You know, give me a new technique. What's the latest technique? What's the latest diet? Right? And every year there's the latest diet. You know, and the older you get, you realize, gee, in the last 40 years there have been 40 latest diets. Right? And if you've been exercising a while, you realize what? Every year there's a new, right, exercise program that's the right program, right? This year it's what? Somebody was just telling me, CrossFit, right? That's like the latest. But I assure you, this is a prophecy. 2 years from now, there'll be another one. And people going, well, what happened to CrossFit? Or what happened to this fit or that fit? Or what happened to Zumba? Or what happened to... Right, I thought, you know, right? What happened? I mean, I can remember being young. Anybody remember isometrics? I mean, it used to be something where you just kind of pushed against walls. I mean, that was your exercise program. I mean, that was the latest. So after a while, you go... Because that's not what it's about, is it? It's not about technique. Because if it was all about technique, then why is there always new techniques? Why is there always new diets every year? Why are there new self-help books every year? Right? You know, well, maybe because that's not the answer. There's a deeper, more consistent, more comprehensive way that has always been known and is available to us. But we have, you know, but we are faddists. We want, you know, what's the latest fad? In spirituality, diet, exercise, supplements, you know. It's all, you know, we are ruled by fads, aren't we? By what's the latest? What's the coolest? And that is almost, that's changing year by year. Probably these days, probably even changing month by month. So we want to find something that's more truer and consistent that one can really, you know, finally develop and hone and train in over years. So we can become experts in something, so we can really reap the results of something. But if we keep jumping around one thing to another, to another, to another, we'll never find that, you know, that consistency of transformation that we seek.